Chapter 18. It was a cool, clear night. Cricket sent up a relentless curtain of noise. The black sky glittered with tiny specks of stars. The round beam of light from the flashlight in his hand darted across the driveway, leading Evan to the dark garage. As he entered, something scuttled across the floor near the back wall. Maybe it was just a dead leaf, blown by the wind when I opened the door, he thought hopefully. He moved the flashlight unsteadily, beaming it onto the overturned wheelbarrow. Then the light darted across the garage ceiling as he bent down, reached behind the wheelbarrow, and pulled out the bucket of monster blood. He moved the light to the center of the bucket and gasped. The green substance was quivering up over the top. It's growing much faster than before, he thought. I've got to find something bigger to hide it in, just for tonight. The bucket was too heavy to carry with one hand. Tucking the flashlight into his armpit, he gripped the bucket handle with both hands and hoisted the bucket off the floor. Struggling to keep from spilling it, he made his way into the dark house. He paused at the door to the basement steps, silently setting the heavy bucket down on the linoleum floor. He clicked the light switch on the wall. Somewhere downstairs, a dim light flickered on, casting a wash of pale yellow light over the concrete floor. There's got to be something to put this stuff in down there, Evan thought. Hoisting up the bucket, he made his way slowly, carefully down the steep, dark stairway, leaning his shoulder against the wall to steady himself. Waiting for his eyes to adjust to the pale light, he saw that the basement was one large room, low-ceilinged and damp. It was cluttered with cartons, stacks of old newspapers and magazines, and old furniture and appliances covered in stained, yellowed bedsheets. Something brushed his face as he stepped away from the stairs. He uttered a silent cry and, dropping the bucket, raised his hands to swipe at the thick cobwebs that seemed to reach out for him. They clung to his skin, dry and scratchy, as he frantically pulled at them. He suddenly realized it wasn't the web that was moving against his cheek. It was a spider. With a sharp intake of breath, he brushed it away. But even after he saw the insect scuttle across the floor, he could still feel its prickly feet moving on his face. Moving quickly away from the wall, his heart pounding now, his eyes searching the open wooden shelves hidden in shadow against the far wall, he stumbled over something on the floor. Oh! He fell head first over it, throwing his hands forward to break his fall. A human body! Someone lying there under him! No. Calm down, Evan, calm down, he instructed himself. He pulled himself shakily to his feet. It was a dressmaker's dummy he had stumbled over, probably a model of Catherine when she was younger. He rolled it out of the way as his eyes searched the shadowy room for a container to store the monster blood. What was that long, low object in front of the work table? Moving closer, he saw that it was an old bathtub, the inside stained and peeling. It's big enough, he realized, and quickly decided to store the green gunk inside it. With a loud groan, he hoisted the bucket onto the side of the old tub. His stomach muscles were still sore from the punch he had taken, and the pain shot through his body. He waited for the aching to fade, then tilted the bucket. The thick green substance rolled out of the bucket and hit the tub bottom with a sickening soft plop. Evan set the bucket aside and stared down at the monster blood, watching it ooze, spreading thickly over the bottom of the bathtub. To his surprise, the tub appeared nearly half full. How fast was this stuff growing? He was leaning over the tub, about to make his way back upstairs, when he heard the cat screech. Startled, he let go of the side of the tub just as Sarah Beth leaped onto his back. Evan didn't have time to cry out as he toppled forward over the edge of the tub and into the thick green gunk.